Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today the council approved both the fleet director position and the emergency coordinator position, but in the form of a Homeland Security coordinator. Is that correct? Can you explain that for us, please?
Correct. So today the Buffalo Common Council did approve two positions. One was the Homeland Security Coordinator, which was a budgeted position that was from previous times, but it wasn't funded. And that was the most applicable title that we were able to find with job descriptions and qualifications to be able to effectively perform emergency management. And we also have that we can give you too. The typical work activities were almost identical to what we were looking for an emergency manager. And as you know, that this was not on the agenda, it was a late file, and it came right before our council session because we really kind of had a marathon day where we worked really hard to build a compromise with the administration, and they had their priority of a fleet manager, and the Common Council remained strong in their resolve for an emergency management coordinator, and we really worked hard to find comparable titles to get this done really right before the council meeting.
So with the name change, does that come with a similar tweak and duty change, or is it pretty much the same as
it was almost identical to previously discussed, and I think that's what took the council back was when the administration was able to show us what the typical duties and activities were for the Homeland Security Coordinator. They were like copy and paste the exact same as an emergency manager, so we know that these functions exist in the state of New York, and we know that there's job descriptions that already are approved by civil service that are doing and performing as emergency managers. So I want a lot of folks to know that the Common Council won, and we got an emergency management coordinator that's just going to be under a different fiscal title. We could still work on how that's rolled out, but that there will be an emergency manager for the city of Buffalo to handle those affairs.
And what's the salary range of that position?
It moved from about 107 to 130, and it was critical for council member Chris Scanlon and myself to make sure that that position was in conjunction and comparable to the fleet manager. And the Common Council does its best work when we're compromising. So the administration is working hard and saying that the fleet manager was their priority, and the council made and held strong that the emergency manager was that was our priority, and we were able to come together and come up with a compromise.
How does it feel after a lot of discussion and deliberation to finally get this done?
I'm ecstatic. As you know, I've been really working hard ever since the blizzard, which really highlighted the need for emergency management after all of the atrocities and emergencies that the city of Buffalo has faced ever since the COVID-19 pandemic. So today is a really wonderful day to know that, you know, as council members, we fight for things that we believe in, and we fight for what we hear that our constituents want and need. I know the city of Buffalo will be stronger and better prepared for emergencies as we move forward, and having the expertise to do that is critical.
So can you just explain really briefly the difference between a fleet director and an emergency management coordinator?
Yeah, an emergency management coordinator is really working to bring, during an emergency, implementing and executing a plan to bring all department heads together to address emergencies that we face. But when they're not addressing an immediate emergency, they're working hard on planning and preparation, making sure that they're taking inventory, making sure that they're writing grants to the DOJ or to FEMA or to other federal agencies so that we have top-of-the-line equipment and that we are not just facing emergencies, but that we're always facing anything that the city of Buffalo has with the best and most qualified equipment that we can have.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.